这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是谁拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Who holds the keys of hell and death?
谁拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙？
Do you want to please this person?
你愿意来取悦于这一位吗？
Since he holds the keys, that means he is in charge.
那他既然是拿着钥匙，也就是说他是掌管着这一切的。
The answer to the question of whether you are interested depends on who will go to hell.
那答案就是来到说是否你对这个在意不在意，那就在于说是谁将要进入阴间。
I don't care who holds the keys to the Prime Minister's office.
我不在意说到底总理的办公室的钥匙是谁在掌管。
I'm not going there.
因为我不是要去到那里。
I'm not interested in going there.
我也没有就是兴趣去到那里。
But if I stand in front of a judge and I'm about to be convicted for a crime, I am very concerned whether the judge will show mercy toward me or not.
当我站在一个审判官的面前，那我正要面对这。就是所犯的罪行来受审判的时候，那我就真的是有这样的一个在意说到底将会是怎么样的判断。
The judge holds the keys to the prison.
法官他拿着那进入监狱的那钥匙。
Who are the ones who will end up in hell?
谁将是那些要进入地狱阴间里的？
The Bible tells us he holds the keys of hell and death, that means the ones who die.
那圣经告诉我们说他是那拿着死亡和阴间钥匙的，那也就是掌管死亡的。
It's for the creatures on earth.
那这是为在地面上的活物而设的。
It is not for the fallen angels, the demons.
这不是给予那些堕落的天使，那些污鬼。
They will finally be cast into the lake of fire.
他们最后是会丢到那火湖里。
But the question is not the lake of fire, but hell and death.
那这里问题不在于那火湖，而是在于死亡和阴间。
Animals die.
动物都会死。
Birds die.
飞禽会死。
Fish dies.
鱼会死。
Is hell for the birds, the animals, and the fish?
那地狱是不是为这些动物、为鱼、为飞鸟而设呢？
All of them cannot sin.
他这一切都不能犯罪。
Even though they die.
虽然他们死。
They are not the ones who will end up in hell, even though they die.
他们虽然会死，但是他们却不会是那落在阴间的。
The only creature on earth that dies and end up in hell are human beings.
那唯一就是会死而被丢在地狱里、地狱阴间里的是那被造的人。
Hell is the place of punishment.
地狱阴间是那受刑罚的地方。
It is a place where God will judge a person, and if he is found guilty, he will be cast into hell.
那这是当神审判的时候，判定那人有那人被定罪，他就会被丢到这地狱阴间里。
And the person who holds this key is the judge.
而拿着这钥匙的那位就是那审判官。
And there is a justice that he has enforced for all human beings.
而他是将会来执行他那公义是为着每一个人来执行。
The moment you live in sin, you die in sin, the judge will open the gates of hell and you will be cast inside.
那你一旦是活在罪的里面，继续行在罪恶的当中，那当你被判的时候，那这位审判官就会用钥匙打开阴间的门，让你被丢在里面。
Only when you die, then you be cast into hell.
唯有你死的时候，你会被丢到地狱里。
As long as you are still alive, you will not be cast into hell.
那只要你仍然是活着，你就不会被丢到阴间里。
And so God wants us to see and understand.That this person who holds the keys of hell also holds the keys of death.
那神要我们看见明白说，这一位掌管着这阴间的钥匙的，他也是掌管死亡的那位。
Who are the people that this judge has control over?
那这一位审判官，他能够来掌管哪一些人呢？
If this judge controls over Singapore, then if I'm outside of Singapore, even though he holds the keys of hell and death, he has no power over me.
那若这位审判官只掌管在掌管新加坡，那我若是在新加坡以外，那他虽然是掌管这阴间和死亡的钥匙，他也不能够奈我如何。
Just like the judges in Singapore have no authority over someone.Who live outside of Singapore?
那就像在新加坡的审判官，他就是不能够来治任何在新加坡以外的人。
And so God wants us to know from verse 17 the domain of this judge control.
那神就是要我们来明白，那在十七节来明白说，这位审判官他所掌管的领域。
This judge.Looks very, very fierce from verse 12 to verse 16.
那从第十二到十六节，我们看到说这位审判官他是非常的，就是严厉的。
His eyes were as a flame of fire in verse 14.
在十四节说，他的眼睛就如同火焰。
His feet like the fine brass burned in a furnace.
那他的脚要好像在炉中锻炼。光明同
his eyes as the his voice as the sound of many waters.
他的声音如同众水的声音
is very authoritative.
是蛮有权柄的
And so when the Apostle John saw this image of Jesus Christ in verse 17, he fell at his feet like a dead person.
因此当使徒保罗看到这个人的形的这个人的样貌的时候，他就是在第十七节说，他一见到他就伏倒在他脚前。
So this is how God described the one who holds the keys of hell and death.
那这是神为我们描述说那位掌管死亡阴间钥匙的那位。
He laid his right hand upon the apostle John, and then he said to him.
他用右手按着使徒约翰，那就对他说
：“Fear not, I am the first and the last.
不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Don't be afraid, John.
约翰，不要害怕。
Why?
为什么呢
？Are you afraid?
你是不是害怕呢
？You should be afraid.”
你应该感到害怕。
His eyes are like fire.
他的眼就像火焰。
His feet like burning brass.
他的脚就像炉中锻炼的光明。
Doesn't matter who you are and what you are on earth.
无论你是谁，你在这地面上是在什么地位。
Before this Jesus Christ who appeared in this fiery form, we all better be afraid.
在耶稣基督就是以这样的一个就是严厉的姿态出现之前，我们都应当来惧怕。
But then the Lord said to John, "Don't be afraid. You don't need to be afraid."
但是神却告诉约翰说你不需要来害怕。
Then he said to John, I am the first and the last.
他又对约翰说我是首先的我是末后的。
I'm the first one to exist, and I will be there until the last one who exists.
我是第一个存在的，那我也会在那里直到最后，是一位，我就是最为存在的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself as the first and the last to tell us the domain of his judgmentship.
主耶稣他就这样的来介绍他自己，说他是那首先也是那末后的，就让我们看到说他审判的领域。
The first person to live was Adam.
那第一个活着的人就是亚当。
Jesus was already there before Adam was born or was made out of the dust of the ground.
在亚当被造以前，耶稣基督已经存在了，在他之前，在亚当是被用土来造之前，耶稣基督已经存在。
And Jesus will still be there. He will never die when the last human being is born onto this earth.
当最后一个人生在这地面上的时候，那主耶稣他仍然。
So the domain of Christ's judgmentship is not limited to location.
因此主耶稣他审判的那领域，那不是局限在一个地区。
It is the whole world.
是全世界。
It's not also limited by time.
也不是受时间来限制。
He's not going to judge only those who live in the 21st century.
他不仅是要来审判那些活在21世纪的人。
As long as you are alive, he will be your judge.
只要你仍活着，那他就是你的审判官。
As long as you begin to exist, even inside your mother's womb, he will be your judge.
只要你是已经存在，甚至是在你母亲的腹中，他就已经是你。
Isn't that the meaning of the phrase the first and the last?
那这岂不是这首先和末后所带出来的意义吗？
The first and the last covers everything.
那首先和末后就涵盖包括了一切。
Because everything on this earth has a beginning, and everything on this earth will have an ending, except Jesus Christ.
那因为在地面上的所有的事物，都有一个开始，都有一个结束，那唯有。 就是唯一不同的是主耶稣基督。
That means you and I better be afraid.
也意味着说你我都应该来惧怕。
Because the moment we die, we will stand in front of Jesus Christ, whose eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet with fine brass burning in the furnace.
因为我们一旦死了，我们就要来面对耶稣基督，那他是那一位。 眼睛如同火焰，他的脚好像如同锻炼光明铜。
His voice will be as the sound of many waters, very, very loud, authoritative, and it reverberates.
他的声音就好像那众水的声音是非常洪亮，那是带有权柄的，那是能够来响起来，能够震动一切的。
We better be afraid today.
我们今时今日应当来惧怕。
Because the moment we die, whatever state and condition we are in cannot be changed.
因为我们一旦死了，那我们是处在怎么样的一个光景里，那一切都不能够改变了。
If you are a sinner and you do not know the Savior, you better be afraid.
那你若是一个罪人，那你却不认识那位救赎主，那你应当来惧怕。
If you are a child of God, a saint, you do not need to be afraid.
你若是神的儿女，那你是圣徒，你就不需要害怕。
You have all your sins washed by the blood of Christ.
因为你一切的罪都被耶稣基督宝血洗净了。
John experienced that in his life.
约翰他在他生命中经历了这一些。
That's why Jesus said to him, "Stop being afraid."
那因此，耶稣告诉他说。
You do not need to be afraid.
你不需要惧怕，停止惧怕。
I hold the keys of hell and death, and it will not be for you, John.
那我是掌管那死亡和阴间钥匙的，那不是属于你的。
Those who die in their sin, they must be afraid.
那些在罪里死的，他们需要害怕。
Hell is for them.
阴间的地狱是为他们而设。
That's why the Bible described the death of a Christian as sleep.
因此，圣经描述说，基督徒的死就是睡了觉一样。
This is for our benefit.
这是为着我们的益处。
This is to make a clear distinction between the death of a Christian and the death of a sinner.
那这是要帮助我们来区别一个基督徒的死，还有一个罪人的死。
Be afraid where you're going to end up.
你应当为着自己将会去到哪里来惧怕。
Jesus revealed this to us to help us know that he does not desire to see any sinner die in sin, and he doesn't like to cast anyone to hell.
那耶稣基督这样的描述是要我们来明白，那他是不愿意我们就是去到阴间，他不喜悦，他不愿意来把我们任何一个人丢到阴间里。
Please make sure of your salvation.
那是请来确保你的救赎。
Check your own heart to make sure that you truly have accepted Christ as your Lord and as your Savior who suffered and died on the cross for your sins.
那你应当来查验你自己的内心，那确保说你已经接受了那这救赎主他为你的罪来受苦受死。
That's the only way you need not be afraid.
那唯有这样你才不需要害怕。
Why must Jesus Christ be my judge? You may argue.
那你可能会就是争辩说耶稣基督为什么耶稣基督要成为我的审判官
If Jesus Christ did not come
若耶稣基督他没有来
What standard do you think God would use to let someone into heaven and cast someone into hell
那你想神会用什么为标准来判断说谁应当就是上天堂，谁应当下地狱呢
？That is, if God wants to see human beings in heaven.
那也若是神愿意看到说有人在天上天堂。
Now all of us are sinners.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
On what grounds do you think God would allow any one of us to enter heaven if not for Jesus Christ?
那要不是因着耶稣基督，那你想神会？以什么为基础来让我们任何一个人就是上到天堂去呢
So if God says, if you give $1 billion to build an orphanage and a hospital, you can enter heaven.
那若神说你捐出10亿来建造孤儿院建造医院那你就可以上天堂。
Then only billionaires can go to heaven.
那这样只有亿万富翁能够进入天堂。
All of us are disqualified.
那我们每一个都不合格了。
Or maybe God will say, those who give their life for some very noble cause, I will let them enter heaven.
那又或者神说那些为着一些就是高尚的就是的目标来受死的人他就能够上天堂。
But they will still enter heaven as sinners, isn't it?
那若是这样，他们仍然还是带着罪，是个罪人上天堂啊。
And then heaven very soon will be like this world, full of wickedness and evil.
那若是这样，天堂就很快就会像这地面一样，就是充满着邪恶，充满着一些罪恶的事情。
God cannot and will not let that happen.
神是不能也不会让这样的事情来发生。
Heaven is a place of perfect peace and goodness and glory and kindness.
那天堂是那完全的平安完全和平一切良善那充满荣耀的地方。
And so only those who are perfect, holy, righteous can enter heaven.
那唯有那些完全那些圣洁那些就是良善的能够进入天堂。
Not one speck of sin must be found in them.
不能够在他们里头找到任何一点的罪污。
Their heart must be perfect.
他的心必须是完全的。
Their thinking, their mind must be perfect. Cannot have even one thought of lust.
他的思维，他的就是意念是不能够有任何一点的罪污，是必须完全。
Their words must be perfect.
他们的言语是必须是完全的。
What they do with their hands must be perfect.
他们手所做的一切也必须是完全的。
And the only way that perfection can come is to get rid of every sin in this sinner's life.
唯一是把罪人就是所有的一切的罪都去除，那罪人才能够成为完全。
But God's divine justice demands that everyone who sins, even one small sin, must die and be cast into hell.
神他的公义是要求说，任何有罪的都必须被丢到地狱里去。
But God gave the keys of death and hell to Jesus Christ.
神把这死亡和阴间的钥匙是就是交给耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ must earn the right to hold the keys to death and hell.
那耶稣基督他必须是来就是赚取来换取那样的一个权益来掌管着死亡和阴间。
Because if he did not come, then the gates of hell will always be open and all of us, no exception, will be cast into hell.
因为他若不来，那地狱，就是这个地狱的门是永远敞开的。那我们每一个人死在罪里，都肯定是下地狱去。
Verse 12 to verse 16 describe Jesus as a fiery judge.
那十二到十六节是描述耶稣基督，他是那很严厉的审判官。
Verse 18 describe Jesus Christ as the tender, gentle, kind.Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
那第十八节就描述耶稣基督，是那温柔、那蛮有慈爱、那神的羔羊，来除去一切世人一切罪孽的。
That's how we know Jesus Christ, who holds the keys of hell and death, he does not desire to cast anyone into hell.
那也因着这样，我们知道说，耶稣基督他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙，他是不愿意把任何人丢到阴间里去。
And so he says to us, I am he that liveth.
那因此他就告诉我们说，我是那活着的。
It describes how Jesus Christ came from heaven onto this earth, took on flesh and blood, and lived among us.
这是描述说耶稣基督是怎么从天上来到地面上，那他怎么样的取了人血肉的身体来住在我们当中。
And I was dead.
那他说我曾死过。
I live a perfect life in obedience to all of God's word on your behalf, and then I suffered and I died for you.
我就是为着你来，就是遵守神一切的诫命。那我之后就是为着你来受苦受死。
And behold, look, I am alive forevermore.
那就在这里看了我之后又是会活到永永远远。
I have conquered death.
我已经战胜了死亡。
Now I will live forever.
那我就会永永远远的活着。
In this new resurrected body.
那在这复活的新的身体里。
This can be yours too.
这也可以是你所拥有的。
But you have to get rid of all your sins.
你必须是除掉你一切的罪。
You can't get rid of all your sins on your own.
你不能够靠你自己来除掉你所有的罪。
But Jesus Christ did for you.
耶稣基督他已经为你做了这事。
God sent Jesus Christ to suffer and to die for you.
那神差派耶稣基督，他让他来为你来受苦受死。
All you need to do is to accept with all your heart.
你唯一需要做的就是由心里面来接受。
The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your substitute who suffered and died for you, all your sins will be washed by the blood of Christ.
你一旦是接受了耶稣基督，就是作为你的替身，来代替你来受苦受死，那你一切罪污就会被耶稣基督的宝血来洗清洁了。
God will take the blood of Christ and wash you of all your sins as if you have never sinned a single sin before in your life.
那神会借着耶稣基督的宝血来洗清你一切的罪污，就好比你是从来没有犯过罪一样。
Because when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead after he suffered and died for us, God must.Take the blood of Christ and wash all of your sins away if you accept Jesus Christ as your substitute who died for you.
因为神若接受耶稣基督 为你所做的一切让他从死里复活，那神就必须是来就是用耶稣基督的宝血来为你来洗去除你一切的罪污，若你愿意来接受说耶稣基督是为着你来受苦受死。
That's why Jesus Christ was given the keys of hell and death.
那也因着这样，耶稣基督他就是被交付来掌管的死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He will never open the gates of hell to people like John the Apostle.
他肯定是不会叫就是把阴间的门打开来给像使徒约翰这样的人。
You don't belong in hell, John. You belong in heaven.
那约翰你不属你不属于这地狱你是该去到天堂去的。
Hell is a place where sinners will exist.
那地狱是那罪人应当存在在那里的地方。
And while they are there, they will be punished for all the sins they have committed against God.
那当他们在那里的时候，他们就会为着他们所犯的一切罪干犯了神而来受罚。
It's a great place. It's a great place of pain and torment.
那是充满着就是充满着责罚，那充满这苦楚的一个地方。
And those who are cast there in their spirit will be so painful that they will gnash their teeth.
那些被丢在以那地方里，那借着灵体来存在的，他们将是会在那里来咬牙切齿。
That's how horrible our sins are that we have committed against God.
那如果我们就是这就是让我们看到说我们犯罪。得罪神，就是所将受的那严厉的惩罚。
Because we know God is a just judge.
因为我们知道说，神他是那公义的审判官。
He will never overpunish anyone.
他不会就是过于的来责罚任何人。
And for him as a just judge to cast a sinner into hell where there is pain and gnashing of teeth, can you imagine how terrible our sins are?
那他就是把要来把人这样的因着罪被丢到地狱里，使到人在那里来咬牙切齿。你可以想象吗？他我们的罪是何等可怕
？That's why it's only through the suffering and death of His only begotten Son Jesus Christ can all our sins be washed away from us.
那也因着这样，那唯有借着他的爱子来为我们的罪。来受苦受死，那唯有这样，才能够得到他宝血来洗清一切的罪。
Would you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as your substitute?
那你愿意来相信，来接受他为你的替身吗
？Verse 19 and verse 20 tells us the benefactor of this revelation.
那第十九和二十节就告诉我们，那这启示的受益人。
Who are the ones who are interested?
那谁是那就是对这有感兴趣的呢
？Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
所以你要把所看见和所看见的和现在的事并将来的事都写出来。
The Apostle John obeyed, and that's where we have the book of Revelation.
那使徒约翰他顺从了，那因此我们就有这卷书，就是启示录。
If you read this book, the Bible, the book of Revelation, you study it, then you are concerned and you are interested in knowing who holds the keys of hell and death.
那你若来读这卷书，那圣经，那就是读这卷启示录，那也就意味着说你是有兴趣来知道说谁是掌管那死亡和阴间的那一位。
That will be to your benefit.
那这将会带给你益处。
And I pray that you will not just simply read and study this book of Revelation and not believe Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Lord and as your Savior.
我期盼说你不只是来读来知道 那却没有一个愿意的心来相信接受他为你个人的救主。
And this book is also primarily written to those who go to church.
那这一卷书也是为主要是为着那些就是在教去到教堂里去的人。
And the fact that you are in church, the fact that you are listening to this message, we know that you are concerned.
那这你既然是在教堂的里面，你既然是在这里来听这信息，那我们知道说你是有你是关心这事。
And so the Lord says in verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches that will be the leaders, the pastors, and the elders. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
那在第二十节，那主就说：论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，那就是那牧师长老还有那些领袖们，那还有这七灯台，那就是七个教会。
Because the church are the people.
那因为教会是人。
God never put angelic beings in charge of God's children.
那神没有差派就是使者，就是这些天使来掌管他的儿女。
He has always appointed human beings, pastors and elders.To take care of his children.
那他时刻都是差派人类，那就是差派人牧师长老来照管他的儿女。
So this book are for the benefactors who come to church.
那因此这一卷书，那他的受益人，那就是那些来到教会教堂里面。
We pray and hope that you truly have benefited what Jesus Christ offers you.
那我们期盼说你真实的来就是领受到耶稣基督为你所做的一切。
Like the Apostle John,
就像使徒约翰一样。
Fear not.
不需要惧怕。
Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior?
你是否已经认识了耶稣基督以他为你的生命的主宰，以他为你的救赎主呢？
You are.Very dear to his heart.
你若是这样，你在他心里面是他所亲爱的。
But you have to make sure of your salvation.
然后你必须来确认，来确保你真实的已经得救。
Out of all the books of the Bible, this is the only book that God says, if you were to read and study it, you will truly be blessed.
那所有圣经的里面的经卷里，那唯有这一卷，那神说，你若来读，那你来明白其中，你将会因着这样来蒙福。
We all know that no matter how long we live on this earth, we will die.
我们都知道，我们无论在这地面上活多久，我们都会死亡。
This body.Designed by God was never meant to live forever.
那这个身体，那是神所设计的，那是不是为着让我们永远住在其间。
The fact that everything that we see and touch decays tells us that everything on this earth will have an end.
我们眼所看见、手所摸的一切，我们都知道说。它会朽坏，会过去。那这让我们知道说，这一切都要过去。
Don't focus so much on how long you live on this earth.
不要在意说你在这地面上就是能够活多久。
Focus on where you will go when your life on this earth ends.
那应当来专注于说，在当你在地面上的生命。结束之后，你会去到哪里？
Sometimes we are so focused on keeping this body healthy and alive, forgetting how more important is where will we go when this body dies.
那有的时候我们是那么样的专注来照管说，这个身体会是怎么样 那我们甚至来到一个地步，我们忘记了，那我们若离开这身体，要去到哪里
？So now you know Jesus Christ holds the keys of death and hell.
那因此现在你知道说，耶稣基督他就是拿着那死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Don't pretend and don't lie to him today.
那你今时今日不应当来假冒，也不应当来欺骗他。
He knows exactly who we are and what we are.
他就知道说我们是怎么样的一位，我们到底是谁。
When we die, when our time on earth ends, Jesus Christ, in his fiery eyes and fiery burning brass sandals, will be waiting for us.
那当我们死的时候，那耶稣基督，那这是他会带着那火，如同火焰的眼目，那还有他那锻炼光明如铜的脚来就是来面对我们。
And he will hold the keys to death and hell. And when he appears in that form to you, he will open the gates of hell and you will be cast in.
那他将是拿着那阴间的钥匙，那他是将会打开阴间的门，那因着你是死在罪中，他将会把你丢到那地狱里去。
But if you die having all your sins washed by the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ will appear before you as the Lamb of God that has taken away your sins.
那你若是已经罪被洗清洁之后的才死，那你到时候，那主耶稣将会以那位就是除去世人罪孽的羔羊的姿态来与你相见。
He will open his arms, and then he will ask you to come, and he will welcome you home.
他将会就是展开双手，伸出双手来，就是欢迎你，欢迎你来回到家中。
He will embrace you and say to you.Well done, my good and faithful servant.
他将会怀抱你，那告诉你说，好的，良善的仆人，忠心良善的仆人，回到家中。
By his life and his death and his resurrection, he became the standard for every human being who goes to heaven and who will be cast into hell.
那接着他在地面上所活的，接着他的受死，他的受苦受死，他的复活，他就成为在地面上每一个人的那标准就是以他将是以他为准则来决定谁将去到地狱，谁将到天堂去。
Which Jesus do you want to meet you when your life ends on earth?
当你在地面上的生命结束的时候，你愿意是哪一个耶稣基督就是来向你显现呢
？Jesus, the righteous judge with the fiery eyes, or Jesus, the Lamb of God, your Savior?
那是那位就是眼睛如火焰的，就是公义审判。关耶稣基督，那还是那位羔羊除去羔羊罪孽的那位慈爱的救赎主。
The only time we can make a choice is today.
那我们唯一能够来做抉择的就是今天。
Make your choice right now.
你应当在这时候就来做这个决定。
If you are a sinner without a savior, you die in your sin.Jesus, the fiery judge, will meet you.
那你若是一个罪人，你没有救赎主，那你在你的罪中来死，那耶稣基督他将是以那眼睛如火焰的审判官的姿态来见你。
But if you truly receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior with all your heart, who suffered and died on the cross for your sins, Jesus Christ will know that, and he will save you.And he will be the Lamb of God, your Savior, waiting for you.
那你若是全心全意的来接受耶稣基督成为你的救赎主，承认说他是那为你而活、为你而受苦受死的那位，那耶稣基督他肯定要拯救你，那他将会以那除去世人罪孽的羔羊的姿态，你的救赎主的姿态来与你相见。
This is not a threat, but a loving warning from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这不是给予你威胁，而是这是出自耶稣基督他的慈爱。
Do you know the difference between a threat and a warning?
那你知道那威胁和那警戒的不同吗？
If you do not do what I say, I threaten you. I will beat you up.
那若你不遵照我所说的来行，那我威胁你，我会把你殴打一顿。
That's a threat.
那是一个威胁。
A warning is when the police stop you, don't drive your car any further, turn around. The bridge has collapsed. You go further, your car will go into the ravine. You will die. Don't go. Turn around. That's a warning.
那警戒就是当交警拦住你的路，那告诉你说不要再前行，要就是转回头，那因为如果你继续前行因为那桥梁已经断了，你将会掉到山谷里去，那你将会死亡，那你应当转回，那不要再前行，那就是一个警戒。
All of us are born in sin.
我们每一个人都生在罪里。
We are walking towards hell because we are living in sin.
那我们都就是走在这地狱的路上，因为我们是活在罪里。
Jesus says, turn around, don't keep walking, hell is waiting. That's a warning, isn't it?
那主耶稣说不要继续前行，那必须转回头，因为那地狱就在前面，那这就是一个警戒，不是吗？
To turn around, you have to stop sinning.
那你要来转回头，你就必须停止犯罪。
But you can't stop sinning without Jesus Christ.
但是你不能，若没有耶稣基督，你是不能够停止犯罪的。
That's only in Jesus Christ can you turn around from your life of sin, and you can now live the life of holiness and righteousness.
那因此唯有在耶稣基督里，你才能够来就是处理你的罪，能够来转回头，来活着敬虔圣洁的样子。
That's why God revealed to us this morning that Jesus Christ alone holds the keys of hell and death. No one else, no other Savior, only Jesus Christ.
那因此，今天早晨神借着这话语来向我们启示说，唯有耶稣基督他掌管死亡和阴间的钥匙。那唯就是除了耶稣基督以外，没有另外一位救赎主。
Would you want to turn around and stop heading toward hell?
你愿意来转回头，那不再继续走向地狱吗？
Believe in Jesus Christ right now, this morning.
你必须这个时候，今天早晨就来相信接受耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ himself is offering you this salvation, not me.
那耶稣基督他本身是来就是把这样的一个救赎的邀请来赐给你，那不是我。
If you hear his voice this morning, humbly run to him, embrace him, and ask him to be your savior.
你若是听到他的声音，那你就应当那就是谦卑一的来好像他来接受他为你个人的救主。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our merciful, our loving heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We bow humbly before Thy holy presence this morning.
我们在这早晨在你面前谦卑伏在你面前。
May Thy Holy Spirit take the word of everlasting life, O Lord, and bring conviction and conversion.To every heart this morning, whom you have assembled before thy holy presence.
求主的灵来，就是来借着这些的话语来，感动人的每一个聚集在你所召集在这里面的这里的 每一个人的心，让每一个人都能够来认罪，来悔改。
May this day be the day of salvation, O Lord, for someone.
愿这一天是为当中的一些人成为他们的救赎的日子。
Put the fear of God in such a sinner's heart, so that the sinner may receive Christ as Lord and as Savior, and need not fear the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of judgment with his fiery eyes.
让就是当中的罪人能够来，真是来看到耶稣基督能拯救他们，那好叫他们这时候能够来认罪悔改，好叫他们不需要带着罪来死亡，来面对审判。
So that on the day of judgment, the Lord Jesus Christ will appear to him as his Savior, the Lamb of God that has taken away his sins.
好叫在审判那日，那耶稣基督这是就是以那样那个羔羊除去罪孽羔羊的姿态来面见他。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
Help all of us to make sure of our salvation this morning for Jesus' sake.
求主为着耶稣基督的缘故，让我们都能够来认识救赎主，来得蒙救赎。
Help us not to lie to ourselves and lie to Him, for Jesus holds the keys of hell and of death.
求主帮助我们不自欺，也不欺骗，不欺骗他，因为只有耶稣基督，他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.